Welcome to the Drunk to Who podcast. I'm Denise.
I'm John.
And I'm Steve.
Yay!
Denise gets the short end of the stick.
And this is the podcast where we do what? Whoever you were.
Oh, that's Steve.
I know it involves liquor, and I enjoy that.
Yay! This is the liquor podcast.
It's a podcast where we drink, we watch Doctor Who, we drink, and we talk about Doctor Who all while drinking.
Exactly. So, I don't know if you can tell, we got a special guest star today.
Hello!
That would be a friend of the show, Denise.
Yes.
And you know what that means?
No.
We're having a Christmas episode.
Yes!
Yes.
Yes. Or another special kind of episode.
Yes, it's a special.
Yeah, it's a special.
Yes.
So we're having a special. Are you not amused?
Am I bothered?
Are you bothered? And hey, so today it's episode 80 of the Drunk to Who podcast.
Woo!
Can you believe it?
Woo!
It's like 80 episodes, Steve.
I know, it's crazy.
And today we're going to talk about an episode of Doctor Who called A Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah.
What could that fucking possibly be about?
Well, I know that last time you asked me this, I said it was that they find a little girl and save her Christmas, and her name happens to be Carol, so I can't do something like that. So what this one is about is they're going to go and they're going to retell the Christmas Carol story on a foreign planet. Not a foreign planet, an alien planet. So they're basically going to do the Christmas Carol story, but like in a foreign setting. Let's say in
a furry setting.
Yes, a furry setting.
Oh, yay! So Ichabod Crane will be like a Dachshund.
That is new Doctor Who territory.
I know. Well, no. Have you not seen the episodes with the cat people?
Oh,
they know furries.
That's true.
They know furries. Sorry,
so,
Steve. Go
they're
ahead.
They're gonna be on I don't know the planet Nebulon 16 in the year 7
of the new era.
Sure. Of that era, that planet.
New Earth.
Sure. And then they're going to run into, I got an email, I'm sorry. They're going to run into, and basically it's going to be a retelling of like Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol, but like in different new settings. That's all I got today. I'm sorry.
Okay. So what role does Rory play in this?
Oh yeah, Rory.
Is he Tiny Tim? Will he like be going around, please, sir, may I have some more?
No, that's not.
I'm sorry. Will he go around and say, yes, I'd like to join up. I would like to know more. Oh, wait, that's
Starship Troopers.
What day is it?
What is that? Oh, Groundhog Day, sir. And then does he bring him like a goose? Is he bringing him like a?
No,
like,
he brings him a groundhog.
He brings him, oh, like what are they going to stuff that groundhog
have you
with,
actually
Steve?
Read? A Christmas Carol?
Why would I read Christmas Carol when it's like on television?
All right, I got nothing.
Okay. All right, so what does Amy Pond play?
I don't know.
Is she like the ghost of Christmas present?
Will
she be corpulent?
They just go to... No, she's not that big. They just go to...
Sorry.
They just go and observe the story.
Oh,
like, well, I don't know. Come on.
That's kind of dull.
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, why would they go just, you know, they should be part of this story. Hey, Denise?
Yes.
All right. So what role will the doctor play in this? Not having read the author or like anything.
Oh, okay. All
just
right.
Like what?
So in A Christmas Carol,
uh-huh.
The role that the doctor would play
uh-huh.
would clearly be Tiny Tim. Right.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, there's, wouldn't the doctor be Tiny Tim? What day is this? It's Christmas Day.
There's three of them. They each play one of the ghosts:
past, present, and future. Okay.
All right. So which one is Amy Pond?
Well, Amy Pond is going to be she's the ghost of Christmas Past because it's like the happy past, and then the doctor is actually the ghost of Christmas Present, and then Rory complains because he's the one who doesn't get to talk. So Rory's
okay.
Like, what? I'm the ghost of Christmas Future, but I don't get to say anything. What? And they're like, shut up, Rory. Do your job.
And he's like, wait, I waited. Well, keep waiting some more to talk some more, you ginger asshole.
Wow.
He's not a ginger.
Isn't he?
He's a ginger.
But isn't he kind of gingery?
No.
All right. So, hey, that's what this show was going to be about, this episode of Doctor Who called A Christmas Carol.
Yes.
And, you know, we're going to have some... more booze on top of the booze we've been boozing. Steve, you've come up with the toast for today?
Yes.
And what kind of toast are we having?
Wheat. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. The city of Townsville.
The city of Townsville. I am trying to think of the rest of the line.
City it's different every time, isn't it? I don't know. Yeah, it's
how
from,
do I not?
It's from Powerpuff Girls.
Blossom.
You knew that?
Of course, I love the Powerpuff Girls.
And I'm watching it for the first time with Heidi.
Really?
Heidi loved it.
Of course, Heidi.
The old version, not the new version.
Yes.
I've heard the new version
is
a train. I've heard it's a train wreck.
Oh no, old Powerpuff Girls are where it's at.
So we've been watching that every once in a while. And so I love the fact that it's the city of Townsville, and it's like three different versions of a place you can live right in one sentence.
Well, also like I like Water Jojo.
Yeah.
And like
him is the best.
Him is creepy. Legitimately creepy.
That's just very, I don't know if that's even right to talk about nowadays. Like, you know, it's like, yeah. That, so, yeah. So,
anyway,
Powerpuff Girls. Yes. I don't know. I was more like akin to Dexter's Laboratory.
Yeah, sure.
I liked how Dexter had that accent, but like no one else did. I don't know why he's doing Scottish. No, I know you're going to call me out on my
No, because I've never watched that.
Dexter's Laboratory. He was kind of Germany, but his like sister was like not. Did you watch that?
Oh, no. I love Dexter.
Okay, cool.
Is that Getty Turcotte?
Yes, I was trying
to
think.
Samurai
did you,
Jack and
you see those? I can't remember what it was. Those movies that used to come out that were at the Music Box that were animation series.
Spike and Mike.
Oh, yes, and they
we
had,
went to those.
They had a lot of Jenny Tartakovsky stuff, which is you know how I became a fan of Powerpuff Girls and all that stuff.
I think I saw the wrong Wallace and Gromit, the wrong trousers. I think it was.
Yeah,
it was either that or the third one. The Close Shave I saw there.
And that guy that used to do... Okay, that is completely irrelevant. But yeah, they had a lot of... the guy that used to do Bill Plimpton.
Yes.
Yeah, they used to do a lot of Bill Plimpton. And
which is the guy who was like, my anus is bleeding.
That was... that was rejected. And Billy's Balloon. And I can't remember his name right now. Even
but that's
though.
Awesome.
So yes. I'm going to go ahead and Google my anus is bleeding. And see
and it will lead you right there. I promise you.
Or we're going to like end up with like, you know, the doctor thing or something. It's like, well,
WebMD.
Check for WebMD. Yeah. Check for polyps.
Well, that's one of the rare ones where it might actually be cancer.
Oh, God. You know, have a girlfriend blow in your butt.
Oh, one of the ones.
My spoon one is of the, too big.
One of the ones the people.
That happens when you like, what?
People also ask, what does it mean when anus is bleeding? It's like, there's rectal bleeding. Sorry.
Have you like gone down a weird like path we shouldn't go?
Rejected,
yes.
By Don Hertzfeld.
Don Hertzfeld, yeah. He did some good work.
So you have to Google my anus is bleeding and the word spoon.
My spoon is too big.
I was drinking when you did that, Steve.
I'm a banana.
Oh, I like that.
That was the best line.
I'm a banana.
We've already had a couple of beers, people, and shots.
Oh, we've gone on way too long.
Oh, that shot. Okay, anyway.
Anywho,
Doctor
so,
Who.
So, anywho, Doctor, like, I brought it back. So we're going to watch an episode of Doctor Who, people. So join us on the other side. You know, watch it with like Hulu.
No, just go.
Or
no,
Netflix.
It's not on those.
Amazon just, Prime.
Yes, it's on that.
Or
in the US.
BritBox.
Whatever.
Or watch it however way you, or steal it.
Just
like,
keep listening.
Like steal
called
shit.
Pirate Bay.
Denise likes to steal things.
Yeah,
she's a stealer.
Yeah,
her name is Denise and her last name is not.
Let's just go.
Okay, we're gonna watch an episode.
God damn, Steve!
Wow, who's like who's like the school mom here? Why don't you just like hit me with your ruler?
How long have we gone on? Is this been like 45 minutes?
Oh,
and you really
he's gonna
want
like
us to move. Is
it feels
that what's
like
going
it.
On?
All right, we'll see you on the other side, people. Enjoy like this special effect.
Okay, bye.
Wow.
Welcome back.
Hello.
We watched an episode of Doctor Who.
Yes.
We watched a Christmas episode of Doctor Who.
Yes, we did.
With Dumbledore.
It was very Christmassy.
Hello, Dumbledore was in this one.
Yes.
Yes. What'd you think, Steve?
It was not the worst Christmas episode I've seen.
What was the worst one?
I think the worst one was, I'm blanking on his name, but he was the governor in Walking Dead.
Oh, the next doctor?
The next doctor, where it had the Victorian era Iron Giant stomping around. Like, that was...
I forgot about the Cyber Giant.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
This was okay. It had its moments.
So it was better than Cyber Giant.
It was there. This definitely was had some good emotional moments.
Yeah,
it was very traditionally a Christmas episode.
Yes, and when I said earlier that they were going to do Christmas Carol on a foreign planet, I didn't think it was going to be quite so blatant that the Doctor Who would be like, Christmas Carol, Christmas Carol, I'm going to do Christmas Carol.
Denise, this is where we let Steve win.
Yes.
We let Steve
have his little battles.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done, Steve. Thanks for listening to Doctor Who. How can people contact us, Steve?
Yeah. Well, they can email drunkterwho@gmail.com or they can hit us up on Twitter @drunkterwho or @srdolan on Twitter.
So how this goddamn episode starts, Steve? Was it an episode of Star Trek?
It felt like it at first. Because it started on a fucking... like the bridge of a spaceship that's, you know, rumbling. It's having troubles. I think it started on the spaceship.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, and then Amy comes in her skimpy little police lady outfit. And then Rory comes. He's like, it's the honeymoon suite. We're in the honeymoon suite. And they're like, why are you dressed like that? She's like, never mind. Then Rory comes in dressed as a Roman centurion. And they're like, why are you dressed like that? Honeymoon suite? Never mind. And it's like, so what I like to think is they're kinky, dirty games with each other. They're basically just reenacting their own lives.
Sure.
Like, they have an erotic imagination, but just not one that's that active. So it's essentially like they're doing a greatest hits episode of their own life.
Well, remember that time we didn't have sex and I was dressed all sexy? Let's have sex now.
Seriously. Yeah.
I remember that time when I was dressed as a Centurion Roman, we didn't have sex and I was made of plastic? Uh-huh. Let's have sex.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. So
I love how they just let civilians on the bridge.
Yeah.
You can
They did question why they were there.
She didn't have, like, psychic paper or anything.
Nope. Nobody. Yeah. She just barged right in.
Yeah.
We're going to die in an hour anyway, so.
Yeah. So, then it's, like, basically they need to land. They need to land soon. They have an hour. And then
Well, they signal out to the doctor.
He's signaling to the doctor, yeah.
Yeah, what's it like? Coming doctor, soon,
for Tom. Once in your goddamn life, don't be late.
Right.
Be on time, yeah, is what she's saying. And then it's like, hold on, Pond, or something.
Oh, hold on, Pond. That's what it was.
Is on the display screen. And then I think we go to credits, don't we?
Maybe.
And then we come back from credits, and it's...
Victorian England.
Victorian England with Dumbledore.
In space.
Yeah. With Dumbledore. And he's a dick.
Yes, he is.
Totally.
And he's there's like a poor family who are like, please let us have our relative just for one Christmas. She loves Christmas. Let us have her. And she's frozen in ice.
Mm-hmm.
She's a she-sickle. And she's frozen in ice. And they're like, yeah, just let her out. And he's like, no, you owe money. Why should I make exceptions for you? Fuck off, people. Like, he was just a dick.
Yeah.
And then he gets a call from the president. The president saying, like, hey, you know, 4,003 people are going to die on this ship. Talking about Amy and Rory's ship. If you don't let them land. If you don't turn off the cloud. Turn off the clouds and let them land. And he's like, I don't care. They're not going to land on my house. Who cares?
Yeah. I assume that was like, you know, that was like this is the area of like the era of like President Obama. It was like, oh, do you mind if you let these people into the atmosphere? And this guy represents Trump. And so Trump is like, no, anything you like, you guys are giving me the look. Like, oh, I'm getting political, aren't I?
No, I just don't see where you're going with
this. You know, they weren't in charge at the same time, right? That's literally how presidents work. Like, one follows the next.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
So they're hoping for an Obama. Instead, they get a Trump.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Denise.
No problem.
You saved me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. So then he's like, no. But you know what? When it's like, oh, is this your daughter? No, that's my sister.
Yeah, this part really threw me off.
Well, because
by the time we got to the end and figured out everything, this really threw me.
Right, because if this were to be believed, this is like 60 years after they put her in, like, you know, frozen stasis.
Even longer than that, because...
Because Michael Gambon played himself and himself.
Well,
and he was like 95 years later.
Let's be optimistic and say the kid at the begin, the kid version of, is it Vikram?
Kazran.
You know, I was close.
Sure.
Kazran, the kid version of Kazran is like 11.
12 and a half.
Okay. And let's just say Michael Gambon is 72. So it spans 60 years. So this woman's sister and has kids that don't grow. Like, none of it made sense.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. The kids didn't grow.
Well, it is a foreign planet, Steve, like you said.
But so the, you know, he was up ages? In a tower.
Maybe like he was further away from the gravity of the planet.
He was closer to the sun.
So it made him age faster.
Well, then why would you live there?
Well, you know, because that's where rich people live.
No, this made zero sense for me. And it really threw me when I realized it. I'm like, so he's aged 60 years, but like... This one character, Abigail's like niece and nephew, haven't aged at all.
Well, we're not sort of like, so that's my like grand aunt.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know? That I would have gone with.
Right, yeah. It was kind of like...
But the guy did, literally said, it's her sister. And right. It's like, but, okay, but...
And when they went back, and like, you know, when she visited them on one of the little jaunts...
Yeah,
she looked exactly... Yeah, she looked exactly the same then.
Kids are the same age.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
the
weird.
Kids were the same age, which really threw me.
Maybe they thaw them and freeze them also.
How poor were they?
Very poor, remember? But like not poor enough where they can't have like those Michael Jackson, you know, frozen tube treatments.
That reminds me on the when you said like who, when you asked me out of the Dr. Rory and Amy who was going to be like the ghost of Christmas past, present and future. I said the doctor was going to be the ghost of Christmas present, and what?
I said no. Go ahead.
Did I not say that?
No, you said that. I apologize.
So the doctor was two out of the three ghosts, and I got them all wrong.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying. So yeah. So there's I don't remember where we were. We're basically at the very beginning.
Yeah, we've hit on like various points in the episode. Perhaps we should go chronologically from the point at which they said unfreeze her.
Well, yeah, friend. Right. Like, you know, the guy's like, no, I'm not unfreezing your sister. And the president can go fuck himself. That like ship can die. All of a sudden, it's like, what's that weird noise?
The doctor comes down through the chimney.
Right. And
he's like, oh, fat man, sorry. I know I'm supposed to be fat and with a beard. That's because it's like, what, Father Christmas? And they're like, Father Christmas isn't real. And then the kid throws like
a
piece.
Jeff?
Yes. What? Yes, he knows him as Jeff. And the kid throws a piece of coal at evil Dumbledore's
Is that what it was? I didn't know what it was.
I assumed it was coal or something that came through the chimney that got spat out.
Oh, okay.
So they all get kicked out. He's all just like, fuck
he
all
does
y'all.
That whole, I'm about to slap him. He has that whole dab maneuver going where he's about to slap the kid. And he waits, and he waits, and he waits.
And he duggies instead. Duggy.
He does the cabbage patch.
Maybe a sprinkler.
Yeah, as he's doing the sprinkler, he looks all like, you know, he's all conflicted. No, I won't sprinkler you. I won't shower you with my juice.
But he doesn't hit the kid, which is the important part.
Yeah. And then they're all hustled out, and it's just the servants hustle everybody out except for the doctor. No, the doctor is allowed to linger.
No, the doctor just keeps like squirming his way back in. He's like, why did you hit the kid? He's like, oh.
He's like, oh, wait, the chairs. And apparently the chairs are all... Like, have the backs of all the chairs are to the painting of the guy who looks like him, so it's his dad.
Right.
And then in the paintings are Christmas trees, and so it used to like Christmas, but there's no Christmas decorations now.
So he Dr. Phils him, and he's just like, you know what, I understand that, like, you don't like your father, and, you know, you don't look like your father, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go traveling your past.
Why? You did, like, a bad, like, Bill Clinton's brother impression.
It was Dr. Phil. Wasn't that Phil Clinton?
Yeah,
sure. I assume.
Yeah,
okay. That's pretty good, actually.
Thank you.
Roger Clinton, I think, was the name of his brother. Anyway.
I'm going to sing a song.
Like, man. Billy Bush? What?
Oh, that's a cousin. No, no Billy Bush.
No,
Billy
We've
Bush.
We've already been there.
We've been there, done that, and that bus has sailed.
Buses sail?
Yeah. Yeah. Billy Bush bus.
Bus.
Yeah, okay. We're moving on. So then the doctor starts traveling into, like, his past.
Yeah, the doctor is basically like, I'm going to fix you. And that's when he talks to Amy a little bit, and he starts talking about the Christmas Carol, or A Christmas Carol. And
she's like, what?
And she's like, what? We're about to die. And he's like, no, Christmas Carol.
Wait,
I'll
wait,
take it.
What?
We're about to die. Oh, what? No, I'll take it. Don't you worry. And then he goes back in time, and we see
Kazran.
Old Kazran watching home movies of himself, and then the doctor shows up and starts fucking with him.
It's like, well, I don't remember this, but wait, I do remember this.
Oh, we do see him get his ass beat by his dad.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, because basically it was like, okay, so old Kazran, so, you know, Dumbledore's watching videos of himself.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, like a YouTube star from, like, you know, 60 years in the past, whatever. And he's like, how'd you get this? He's like, oh, I found it. And he's like, I'll be right back. And all of a sudden, the doctor shows up in young Kazran's video. And, like, so old Dumbledore is watching young Kazran. And he's like, what? And he's like, even like the doctor's responding to, like, little things that Kazran's saying.
I'm going to make new memories. And you're going to find new memories.
Like, oh, I remember that now. And so then the doctor gets a magical shark that flies.
Okay,
in the
I didn't
fog.
Get it. Yeah. I don't get the fish. I'll just admit it.
It's just magical.
The kid likes, he wanted to see the fish. See, everybody else, there's fish that swim in the fog, which is the atmosphere. I don't know.
Yeah.
And the
that's just something we're supposed to assume is interesting, right?
Yeah. And in his machine.
And or that happens on this foreign planet. Apparently.
The machine keeps them away.
Yes.
So one day at school, the barrier fell and a bunch of fish flew and attacked people, but no one was hurt. But the kid was gone that day.
He missed it.
He was sick.
He was sick.
Maybe his dad hit him so bad he had to stay at school.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, did I just make it even darker somehow?
So he didn't have a story. Everybody else had a story involving the fish, and so he wants a story. And so the doctor's helping him get a story by luring it, using his sonic screwdriver as a lure for the shark.
Well, he originally lures this tiny little fish, which you expect, a tiny little fish, and he's very interested in. All of a sudden, there's a shark eating
it. The doctor says, like, hey, what do you eat? What do you eat? And then a giant shark comes in and eats that little fish.
Mm-hmm.
Real fast.
Yeah.
And the sonic screwdriver.
Which, of course, made me think of that iconic scene from The Phantom Menace when Qui-Gon Jinn says there's always a bigger fish. Doesn't everybody think about The Phantom Menace all the time?
I don't remember The Phantom Menace.
Oh, we watched it.
I know, but I still don't remember it.
Yeah.
I've blocked it out thoroughly.
Is it because we were in Denver and things happen in Denver that you don't talk about?
You're better off.
I know I am, which is why I don't really feel that bad, but Qui-Gon Calipragic. Expialidocious.
You and McGregor.
Yeah, so the...
No, not Ewan McGregor. Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Watch out for the wolves. So, so the shark ate half of the Sonic. So now the shark had resonance with the Sonic. And then Sonic made the shark sick. And then the kid wants the shark to live. So the other thing they can do...
There's a part... They're hiding in the closet. And you can see the glowing thing in the shark's belly.
Yes, the Sonic.
And the doctor's basically saying, like, hey, I'm going to reach into that shark's mouth. And you're like, wait, don't do that.
Well, he says, I have two chances. And the kid says, what? And he said, well, I have two arms.
Yeah. It's like, don't. And we have seen him regenerate a hand.
Yes.
But that was in special circumstances, I assume. Can the doctor...
He was in the process of regeneration.
He doesn't, like, grow new limbs, though.
Well, he did say it's like...
He's not a salamander.
The Sonic did make the shark's mouth stick open.
I thought the closet door did.
I assume that the doctor was putting on his bravado show of, I am willing to lose limbs to be quirky and unique, but he really didn't think he'd lose any limbs.
Speaking of him being quirky and unique, he was wearing a bow tie, and it's called out for the bow tie. was Kazran wearing a bow tie always?
Well, when he found the doctor cool, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But because, I meant the very beginning of this episode.
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
But he was wearing his jammies then, remember?
He was wearing one of those ribbon ties. Is that considered a bow tie?
Well, maybe. That's a jammy tie.
Okay.
So then, like, you know, the kid's like, hey, if we put the shark in stasis, there's a whole bunch of stasises in the basement. And so then they, like, you know, take out this one lady who looks... Who's nothing like at all like Kylie Minogue.
No, she's just a very pretty blonde lady.
Who yes, likes to sing.
Young and attractive.
Who was in the... who was at the beginning.
Yeah.
Who was in the stasis pod at the beginning. They were trying to let her out for just one day. And she's got a counter on the front of hers that has 8 on it.
Yes.
We don't know what that means.
No.
Yet.
No. But they make a point of us looking and saying 8.
Yeah.
It says 8.
Or it goes down to 7. But like, yeah.
Well, no, so
hasn't yet.
Yeah. They let her out and then they're running around. The shark is chasing them all over the place and then they just hear singing. And I don't remember what song. No. Yeah.
And then the shark is like, just like in her, the shark is now like her little slave where it's like, I like you. Tell me more. And it's like, oh, the shark likes to sing. And it's like, no, the shark just likes the wave resonance or something. And it's like the singing and the doctor's like, no. And then like the doctor just like, the kid's just kind of like, shut the fuck up. Let me have my fantasy.
Yeah. The doctor's
I'm 12 and a half. I have nothing else.
The doctor is trying to be like Neil deGrasse Tyson on Twitter and like ruin sci-fi and fantasy shit by pointing out like real facts.
Let people enjoy things.
Yes.
Except if they're James Cameron. Then he can go fuck himself.
He actually did like change the stars.
So
the
what is he, George Lucas now?
Well, he changed the constellations on like the 20th anniversary release of that stupid Titanic thing because Neil deGrasse Tyson pointed out it was wrong or some bullshit. I don't know.
So anyway, this teenager has a hard on for this lady.
Yes,
and like, she was very pretty.
Oh, she was very pretty. And then it was like there was a little bit of like the well, if we're gonna like talk about Star Wars again, there's a little Padme. Anakin Skywalker thing going on. Because like, you know, she's clearly like, I don't know, 20, 21. And this 12, 13 year old is like, I like you.
I hate sand.
And they save the shark and they go in the TARDIS and it's bigger on the inside, blah, blah, blah.
And
we'll see you every Christmas Eve. Cause that's what the doctor says. The doctor's like, wait, I did what? So they see her every Christmas Eve. So we see like the doctor and Kazran, like in consecutive things for like say 4 or 5 times, but and this 12-year-old looks exactly the same until suddenly he becomes a dreamy, like, you know,
they did have like one of the stills. He looked like he was like an awkward 15-year-old,
like a sullen, and
yeah, like there was one transition shot
where he's like, oh, don't look at me. I'm
in
like,
the first time they go out and they show this lady the time of her life, it involves them like putting a harness on the shark. And getting towed around in a sled with Christmas hats on. The shark is the reindeer, and they're in Santa in the sleigh. And
right.
It was so fucking weird.
Oh, but Steve, that's what people do.
Do they?
They go, the one shark pulling sleigh.
Have you never ridden behind a shark on a sleigh? I'm serious. Have you never done that?
Is that what they do in Perry?
That's a Chicago thing.
Oh. I thought it was a Perryville thing.
I have had deep dish pizza and Malort, so I'm partway there.
So you got to get a little drunker, and then you remember sharks pulling you around.
Yeah, you know, a lot of Lake Michigan sharks.
But yeah, there was like, basically they just keep thawing her out for a couple hours every New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So the doctor's like, you know, goes and like, pushes the knob and like, you know, comes out. It's probably the same. Well, it's clearly the same night for the doctor.
But we do see the counter go down from
every time.
Slowly, yes.
And so then all of a sudden, Kazran's an adult. Well,
he's become Newt's commander.
A young man.
Newt's commander. Yes.
even like Abigail's like, oh, Kazran.
Well, because every time she says doctor, and then all of a sudden she's like. Kazran, like, because she just notices him,
yeah,
and that's when they go to Hollywood.
No, I think they went to Hollywood later.
Oh, they did.
There
were
some
Hollywood
other little
later,
like adventures
yeah.
there.
Oh yeah, Hollywood is the big reveal.
But we I see, like how she had like a sexy little Hollywood dress on then.
We do cut to like old Dumbledore, Michael Gambon, just like flipping through pictures every once in a while.
Remembering.
Of them. Yeah, like, oh, I have new memories. And he's flipping through pictures of like the three of them at like the Eiffel Tower and the Leaning Tower of Pisa and the pyramids.
The
and,
Sydney Opera
and,
House.
And Statue of Liberty and all this stuff. Like, the doctor is showing them a good time.
Yes.
Like, he is going above and beyond to show this sullen child who turns into a piece of shit adult a good time. Oh, and the doomed lady.
Yes.
Well, we don't know she's doomed. She says, yeah. I have to tell you my secret now. Would you like to hear my secret?
When they're in Hollywood,
yeah. Yeah, and he's like, yeah.
The doctor gets engaged to Marilyn Monroe.
And apparently got married.
Yes.
Apparently. But it wasn't a real chapel.
Well.
Spoiler.
he seemed to be like, he wasn't entirely sure it wasn't a real chapel.
Well, at the time. Okay, so. So, Kazran and what's-her-ass?
Abigail.
Meshach and Abednego.
Have their moment, and the doctor comes up and says, we gotta go, I just got engaged to Marilyn Monroe, and Kazran and Abigail
are making out.
And he's like, how do you breathe through your ears? Like,
the doctor's like, well, shit, I guess I'll go get married.
So, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird. And then, yeah, because she tells him the truth. And
but, yeah, that was it, right?
And that was it. And then we show them dropping her off and freezing her. And then it's like basically like Kazran's like, you know what? We're done. Christmas is for kids. We're good.
Here's your bow tie, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm a man now.
And the doctor's like, wait, what happened? And he's like, nothing. We're good. And the doctor's like, here's my half of the sonic screwdriver. You ever need me? He's like, I won't need you. Yeah, but if you ever do, use this. And Kazran is very, like, you know, he made the turn, the evil turn.
Yes.
Well, he was stoic then.
Yeah, but he definitely felt like, oh, what was the point of all this if she's just going to die? Like, he definitely, later on, you discover.
Right.
But he's definitely like, oh, I'll never talk to the doctor. I'll never need the doctor.
Because he wanted Abigail to continue living.
Yes.
Exactly. Even though she was dying and going to die. But she had basically one more day to live.
Yeah.
Apparently they don't have health care.
That's what she first said when he said, I'm the doctor. And she says, are you one of mine? So clearly she's had help and unable to
Well, why couldn't he fix her?
Well, I can't tell you that.
Well, because
she looked very healthy.
They never told her. They never told the doctor what was wrong with her.
She had a bad cold.
Okay. She had consumption.
The consumption.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was Victorian England, fucking practically.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. So they had that. But again, she goes, does anyone have a napkin that I can turn slightly red?
Yeah. So yeah, so then the doctor, or no, Kazran is talking to his father, who I think was it Elliot?
Yeah, yeah. Elliot Kazran.
Talking
evil
to him.
Kazran.
Evil yeah. Kazran.
Evil Dumbledore.
And talking to him, you can tell he was evil because he had a goatee.
Yes, he had dark hair.
McGurr.
Yeah, so they're talking and he's like, oh, look, we control the clouds. We control everything and we control who lives and dies on this planet. And he's like, well, that's not right. And so he goes and he grabs the sonic screwdriver, but he doesn't just push a button. And then he looks out the window and all
this running is still. What,
yeah, there's the doctor out there like fucking Batman in the he's giant like, circular window. And he's like, huh? And he's like, no, goddammit.
Shuts the curtains
sonic screwdriver away until he's an old, old man.
Yeah, until it's dusty and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then Amy appears for some reason.
Oh, yeah. She appears as a hologram. And
yes.
To so the, let's just, say, present age Dumbledore.
So he's just going about his, like, memory lane, and all of a sudden, Amy.
Yeah. Dressed like a sexy cop.
Right, dressed like a sexy cop. What does she say?
She says she's the ghost of Christmas present.
Yes, and here's what's happening, and you better frickin' save us, and, you know.
And Rory barges in and says, hey, don't comment on her shorts. And then she knocks him out and he's like, did you just turn into a Roman? And he's like, yes. She's like, yes, but just temporarily.
Go with it.
Yeah. Well, then, like, you know, it's like, then people are singing in, like, the cryptorium. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, who are these people singing? They're also the holograms. People freezer. They're the people on the ship, even though they were dressed Victorian-y also. Oh, my God.
And then, we didn't see them, did we?
No, remember the people, the hologram people.
Yeah, he walked through. You're right, you're right. Because they went back to the freezer place, and he walked through all the holograms.
And then and then she says, Rory, expand the beam. And all of a sudden, Kazran is on the bridge with them, watching them die. And he's like, I still don't fucking care.
Don't care.
Not going to land on my house.
Yeah, you're not going to land on my house. Don't care.
Yeah.
Like, he is cold.
And then like, the doctor brings him back down. It's, you know, it's like, has a little talk to him. And then the doctor's like, well, what do you think, Kazran? And suddenly, 12-year-old Kazran's looking at, like, old Kazran. It's like, what?
Yeah, so he brought 12-year-old... I was unclear on that. That was 12-year-old Kazran meeting up adult, elderly Kazran.
And they did not explode.
And because the doctor says, I am the ghost of... Basically, or he says, you're the ghost of Christmas Future. What are you going to do? Show me dying old, cold, and alone, and afraid? He's like, everybody dies that way. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Like, he is, like, stone cold.
Bitter.
Yeah, and bitter, and just like, yeah, I can't have her. Nobody can have her.
But he turned it around. He made old Kazran the ghost of Christmas Future, showing it to young Kazran.
Yes. Yeah. He's like, it's not your future.
Yeah.
Basically saying, I am the ghost of Christmas Future, but it's not your future.
Right.
So, yeah.
So then they both start weeping. He's like, I'm going to fix it. I'm going to make it better.
Yeah. So he tries to fix it. He tries to change the machine, the settings, but he's changed too much. And the isometric shit can't see him.
It's like, no, you're too different a person. So the only thing that'll make this better? What?
Singing!
Who's singing?
That hot chick.
Who's going to die? Abigail's dead girl singing.
It's like the only way to save all these people is to sacrifice this hot babe that you have been keeping on ice because you are too selfish to let go.
Well,
you
know, she was the prize. She was the trophy, yes.
So, yeah, so they thaw out her and she's like, and you even said the line before she said it. It's like, you're so old now. And he's like, you're so old now.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's when I realized, like, oh, shit, she's the sister of the lady who looks the same for 60 years.
What an old crone she was.
It just made no... Like, they still have the kids. They show them in the same clothes.
Well, those are her great-grandchildren.
Yeah, then say that. Like, I don't know. It made no sense. It didn't even
make... The fog keeps her young.
It didn't make sense why this is an economic model to, like, freeze young people in order to loan money and...
And you think he would have known, like her dad would have known. It's like, well, this woman's going to die.
Yeah.
Right. Which is why they let her get frozen.
Right. I mean, clearly they knew she was going to die because they had like 8 days left for her.
Yeah, she had a counter.
Yeah.
Made no sense. So, but she's singing a song I've never heard before, and it's about the silence.
No, it was written for the show.
Yeah, it was not good. Like, there are dozens upon dozens of public domain Christmas songs you could have used. Like, why not? Because earlier they used Silent Night.
Wasn't about fish, though, so.
Well, this wasn't about fish either.
You know,
it was just kind of like, you know, oh, you'll die alone, but you'll never be alone unless someone's with you and
something
you're
about
not
silence.
Alone.
I don't know.
Silence and aloneness.
Mrs. Pennyfeather.
Oh my God. She was like Mrs. Pettigrew. And I'm like, you can't have Michael Gambon and then have a character named Pettigrew, which is a character from Harry Potter. Like, don't do that.
Yeah. Her name was Pettigrew?
Yes.
I don't know.
I thought her name was Abigail.
I thought it was Abigail Pettigrew. Well, they when they went to like the sister's house with the family, I thought they were Pettigrews.
I'm not sure. I'll take your word for it.
Fine. But
So they thaw her. She sings. The sharks help land like Amy and Rory's ship.
Again, what?
Because plot.
They didn't have the most gentle of landings. I mean, they crashed a little bit.
But then her singing also made it snow. Oh, for the first time in forever.
Okay, what?
which then made snowmen.
Well, it opened the clouds.
Oh, yes, some right. So it was allowed to snow.
Bullshit.
Now. But I still liked how, you know, okay, like, so the ship lands.
Yeah.
And then Rory and Amy just, like, are walking by. So clearly, it's nice that they have a good shuttle system from the airport. It must be kind of like, you know, like over in Orlando, where it's just kind of like, you get on a hover rail, and you just, like, come on over. And
did they drop you. Did they get their fast pass?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah, they lost their other luggage, and that's why Amy's still in, like, sexy cop garb, and Rory's still dressed in, like,
Roman centurion.
I know. But they did say that we lost our luggage.
Yes.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And then, so then the doctor looks up and says, oh, now that it's snowing, an evil man gets his wings, and by wings means, like, he gets to fly around with a flying shark and a hot babe in a rickshaw.
Yes. Yes. And that was the final scene. It's
the shark towing
them
around.
Yes. And everybody was all happy. And there were the little sparklies flying behind them.
Yeah.
And a little tinkly weird music.
You know, I mean, it's weird. I had, like, weirder memory. I had, like, less favorite. You know, I enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it.
For what it was. It was fun. Did you enjoy it? I know you said overall.
Overall, yes. But like I said, like I've said several times when we were recording, like, the whole, this is my sister and I don't age and she doesn't age, like, it made no sense.
I can't believe that's your sticking point.
That was stupid, though.
Because
it's such a small thing that they could have easily fixed. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. How is this something you overlook? The show is about time.
Yeah.
If you're going to emphasize how old one dude gets, why don't other people age?
Yeah.
That's my sticking point.
See, the thing is, like, even though this is canon, the thing with, like, in England, when they have, like, Christmas episodes...
Is England not canon?
Well, in England, they have, like, these Christmas episodes, which apparently it's a huge night to watch TV. People sit at home and watch TV in Christmas.
I guess it's better than watching basketball.
And what they do is everything's better than watching basketball. But then, like, you know, they get together. It's like a family thing. So it's like a one-off thing.
Yeah.
So even though it's in canon of Doctor Who, it still can be fantastical where it doesn't really have to make sense.
Well, clearly,
it's a completely standalone episode.
Right.
But it's still... Yes. But all of the Christmas specials I've seen, they either feed into the continuity. Like, they have the right companion, they have the right doctor. Yeah. It's not like it's totally divorced. Like, some of the Christmas specials directly lead into the coming season.
Sure.
So it's like either do it or don't. I always associate football more with Thanksgiving.
Okay, whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah,
so I don't know. It was enjoyable. I like Michael Gambon. I thought the woman who played Abigail was, if that was her voice, she was a good singer.
She's a Welsh singer. She's a Welsh pop singer.
But she did do a decent job acting. I just... You know, overall, it was, I don't know, they had a CGI shark dragging a fucking sleigh. It was, come on.
Would you have preferred it was a real shark, Steve?
I would prefer it was a goddamn reindeer and true to life.
I still don't understand the fish.
Yeah.
There are fish in the fog. Do they not have lakes? Do they not have oceans on this thing? There are fish in the fog. And that is something we are supposed to just take as granted, right? Take as written.
So that's what you're being...
There are fish in the fog.
That's what's holding you up?
That's your sticking point?
That is my sticking point. Why are they fish in a fog?
Yeah.
See, my sticking point is...
You still don't know the Christmas Carol story, and so you get confused?
I don't read, Steve. I don't understand what's going on.
Watch the Muppet version. It's the best version.
What about the version with Captain Picard?
No, the Muppet version's the best version. Sorry, what were you going to say? Your sticking point? Were you just making something up?
Yes.
Okay.
And so what they were doing with this episode was, I guess, like... There was a little bit of crossover with the Sarah Jane Adventures. I read, so I didn't really watch, but like there's apparently there was a bridge between the Pandora Opens and this with, like, there's a little bit of crossover with the Sarah Jane Adventures, which kind of filled in why this was all kind of happening, I guess.
Oh, okay.
But, like, you know, I didn't really give a shit to read much more about it. I'm like, oh, knowing that, that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, really the only thing in, like, this episode that was, like, interesting to me was Michael Gambon.
Yes.
You know, and...
He's good.
He is good. I remember, like, you know, when I, like, the first time I remember seeing Michael Gambon and, like, knowing that, oh, I like this guy, was when he did The Singing Detective, like, 30 years ago. It was, like, a mini series.
Oh, no, yeah, I don't know that. I mean, I know of it.
You know of Singing Detective, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was, like, basically, it was, like, you know, a guy who was, like, sick, and in his head, he had this whole thing, and he sang, and it was, like, it was, but, like, it was fascinating. And I remember, like, seeing that back then. That was the first time I remember seeing Michael Gambon.
Didn't they make a version of that with, like, Mel Gibson?
No, not Mel Gibson, but there was a movie version.
I think
in 86 there was a miniseries and there was 6 parts. It was British.
Yeah, I thought Mel Gibson and Robert Downey Jr. were in it.
I think it was Robert Downey Jr., but
Mel Gibson was in a small.
Well, you can look it up while I talk about more things.
My first time ever seeing Michael Gambon was in the Robin Williams movie Toys,
directed by Barry Livingston. That was from 1992, yes. Yeah. He was also in Sleepy Hollow. The Tim Burton.
Oh, yeah.
In 99.
Yeah.
I remember him the Upstairs Downstairs comedy
Gosford Park?
Gosford Park.
Oh, yeah, he was in that also, yes. Yeah. Well, then he took over for Dumbledore in Prisoner of Azkaban.
Mm-hmm.
So he was in, was that six movies then?
And people had opinions.
Yeah.
You can't like that. Richard Farnsworth?
Whatever.
Well, who died? No. It was Richard, not Farnsworth. I think he still might be alive, and he was American. Richard Chamberlain Crenna? No. You'll find it eventually. But also, the last thing I remember seeing him in was that awful, awful sequel to The Kingsman, The Golden Circle. Maybe it wasn't awful. It was just disappointing.
It was disappointing.
He was replacement Arthur. So he took over for, he takes over for like other famous British people when they don't do the roles anymore. So he took over for Michael Caine in this one.
Yeah.
And he took over for Richard. Oh, I thought you would have found it by now.
Richard something.
Yeah, anyway. And the only interesting thing I thought like in this was Rory, Arthur Darvill.
Yes.
Richard Harris.
Richard Harris, thank you. After Richard Harris died, after the second Harry Potter movie. But like Rory is now a full-fledged regular.
Ah.
He was in titles.
We did see him
Was this the first time he was in titles?
Yes, in the opening titles, yes.
Yeah, we did see him in the opening titles, and I already forgot his name.
Arthur Darvill.
Yes. And
Rory Williams.
Mel Gibson, Robin Wright, Robert Downey Jr., Jeremy Northam, Katie Holmes, Adrian Brody, all were in The Singing Detective. From 2003.
Oh, I apologize.
Okay. So,
and it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, that was it. I didn't really have much more.
Yeah. So, Denise, you weren't a huge fan of this.
No, this wasn't my favorite episode.
Well, Christmas specials, though. What is one of your favorite Christmas episodes?
Oh, I think it's clearly the David Tennant ending Christmas episodes, right? Yeah. Were those considered Christmas episodes?
Well, they were Christmas and New Year's episodes.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
the New Year's one where he does his farewell tour.
I think there are later Christmas episodes that I'm quite fond of.
Okay.
That
I wouldn't know what the hell you're talking about.
No, and the David Tennant and Rose first Christmas special I thought was really good.
I don't know.
Which one was that one?
That was with the
cigarettes.
The spinning Christmas trees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And until he actually like woke up from his little coma.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of like...
The Satsuma.
Yes. Is that the one? The Satsuma. Yes. Yeah, I enjoyed that one quite a bit.
Without like giving too much away, which do you like from the future?
I like the one with... I don't know that I can say it without spoiling it. I think it was called Last Christmas with Clara.
Okay, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, after that one. Awful George Michael song?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, but, no, yeah. With that special guest
yeah,
star.
Yeah, with the special guest star. I enjoyed that one quite a bit.
No, that was good. I enjoyed that one also.
Yeah.
Have we seen your least favorite Doctor Who episode of Christmas specials yet?
I think it was the Titanic. I don't know why I dislike that. There's nothing really wrong with that episode, but I just really, really could not connect with it.
I fell asleep during that one.
Yeah.
Would we watch it?
Yeah.
I thought it was...
It's going more off memories
and
when we talked about
it. And the wardrobe one... Not my favorite.
Yeah, that's an upcoming
one.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, the Titanic
that's
one.
That's my least.
It was Titanic, but it had a plotline more similar to the Poseidon Adventure.
Yeah.
And I Kylie Minogue, I'm not a big fan.
I'm not either.
And
but that's where we first met Wilf.
That is where we first met Wilf.
That's a good point. And I love Wilf. But
who doesn't?
Everyone loves Wilf.
But yeah, I don't know. This one was, it was fine. It was fine. Yeah.
It was fine. It was very Christmassy.
I don't like it when there are those obvious things that take me out of it. Like, you know,
like there are fish in a fucking fog.
Fish in fog and people who don't age.
Yes.
Like just.
That one didn't occur to me to be so irritated by.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I saw, I noticed it and I was just like, oh, this. That doesn't make any sense.
It felt very Russell T. Davies in that effect.
It did.
Because he did his fantasy more than his like paying attention to timelines and science and stuff. The prior showrunner.
Yeah.
Because usually Stephen Moffat crafted a good story normally.
Yeah.
You know, like Blink. You know, unless you want to like think about like, hey, who threw the rock that first time that like alerted, you know, Lucy. You know,
true.
What, did the angels do it? No, don't think about it. But,
yeah, but I mean, that's
a whole episode for you guys. Sorry.
That's a little thing. Like, in your head, you can make it so the doctor showed up and threw a rock because he can fucking time travel. But this one, it's like, people don't age. How do fish live in fog? I don't.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, how does a 13-year-old not age for 5 years, but
then
suddenly
turns
becomes
into,
a soap opera?
Yeah.
You know, usually on those soap operas, it's like, oh, he went away for the summer.
Soap operas?
Soap operas. They go away for like summer camp and they come back and suddenly they're like 25-year-old, 17-year-olds. Not right.
Anyway.
Anything else to say about this here episode, peeps?
No.
Not really.
Okay. Well then, hey Steve. Hey Denise.
Yes?
2/3 of us are going to watch an episode of Doctor Who soon. And that episode is called The Impossible Astronaut. Steve?
So good.
Okay.
Knowing it's so good.
She's
and
just
knowing,
spoiled my expectations.
And knowing so nothing that it's about. What is this episode going to be about, Steve?
Wasn't there a Doctor Who episode called The Impossible Planet?
Yes.
So.
Okay, so is this.
That was the one where he went and met Satan, right?
And then that was the Satan's Pit.
The second part. Okay.
Yeah.
So is this the third part of a trilogy, Steve?
No. I was just checking. So it's called The Impossible Astronaut.
Yes.
So let's just say that they travel back to, I don't know, Cape Canaveral, 1969.
Oh.
They're going and they're doing their thing, and Rory is still bumbling, even though he's, you know, we like him and he does a decent job. He's still bumbling, and I'm going to say that he wanders on to the space shuttle on accident. And so it actually takes place while they're in space, and Rory's there, and the doctor has to figure out how to get Rory out of the space shuttle. With Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin and that whoever that other guy was. Let's just say Rory.
This is impossible.
I know.
Because I don't think they were ever on. I don't think Buzz Aldrin was on a shuttle. Anyway.
Wait.
You said shuttle.
Whatever. They landed on the moon. Whatever.
A moon
rocket
shuttle.
A rocket ship. He basically, Rory is one of the first astronauts to make it to the moon. But he... You know, the doctor has to figure out how to get him out of there without, you know, destroying the spaceship and all that other stuff. They have to rescue him because Rory's just a bumbler. Apparently, in my mind right now, he's a Mr. Magoo-like character who just wanders into places without knowing.
So, I could totally see that happening.
No, yes. You can't.
No, I could.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I think it's quite impossible.
Planet. Astronaut.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Play astronaut.
So let's see if that happens, people, because you know it won't. But if it does, please write to us again. You know, we already talked about it in the past. Hey, let's say have a special round of applause for our guest of the episode, Denise.
So I really have to thank you very much.
Thanks, Denise.
Well, I was going to say, do I have to literally applaud? It just feels weird.
I mean, what the hell? He said applaud and neither of you applauded.
Well, the premium subscribers, you know, they're watching. And they're like, you know, applauding. You see the video feed right there, Denise. It's like,
you know. Flipped off the wall.
Well, that wall is like our wall of premium subscribers, Steve. And they know what Denise is about.
Yeah, you know, everyone from
her
knows.
From her own, like, you know, her own 4chan
webcam.
Feed. What? Yeah, webcam. You know, she uploads like at 30 bods a minute.
What are you even talking about? I just want another beer.
So, hey, so thanks.
We haven't done it in a long time. A final tally. We had, what, 3 beers and a shot of tequila.
We had Patron, Steve. It's
Patron. Sure,
that was provided by Denise for Christmas. So thank you.
New Belgium variety pack, and you had some Lagunitas.
Yes.
See,
yeah.
So yeah, we had some beers. We had some beers. We had some pizza, and now Steve is jonesing for some more beers. All right.
Thank you.
See you on the other side, people.
Bye.
Hey, and like one last time, enjoy our outro provided by who, Denise?
Yes. We do really appreciate the intro and outro.
And like
I don't know why you don't thank me every fucking time.
You know what? I did that for a while.
No,
Steve was
don't.
Like,
no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, that was being a smart. You're shaming.
And that's why I said we shouldn't every time.
But it was like funny too because it's like, you know, I'm like, okay, so if anyone wants to sue us, Denise's address is Denise in Chicago on Go Fuck Yourself Way, Chicago, Illinois.
It's an avenue. We don't have ways in Chicago. It's an avenue.
On the avenue.
All right. Bye.
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 Now you're moving away from the microphone. Is that what you're doing?
Sorry, I was stretching out my legs.
How dare you?
To be physically comfortable while we do this?
Yes. Let me get like the cough out of my system. Everybody
Everybody imitate your favorite Muppet.
Now you're making me cough for real.
Welcome to the Drunk to Who podcast. I'm Steve.
No, you're not.
Well, just, hey, Steve, it's called improv.
I know, and it really
I didn't even realize I was doing that.
And it really threw me off, and my first thought was like, but Denise is here. We can't.
All right, let's start over again.
Okay.